The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome back to Q Who. This is episode 209, and I am your host, John Russell. And today we are finally going to be taking a look at the Doctor Who The Collection box sets, which from the classic series, of course. I finally have all 11 sets that have been released. It took some doing, I can tell you. I had originally, if you've been hearing this podcast for a while, you probably recall me saying that originally that I preferred the smaller packages. The American ones that came out, I thought were fine, but I really didn't know what I was in for when I finally picked up a UK version, the limited edition version. And the first one that I actually picked up was season 17. And that one alone kind of sold me on the limited edition releases. So from that point on, I wanted to get all of them. And I knew it was going to be a huge undertaking. So that's why at first I kind of convinced myself that I don't really want these. I don't really need these. And then the standard edition UK versions were coming out, and I picked up one or two of those. And at first, I convinced myself, this is fine. And, you know, if you just want the Blu-ray content, it is just fine, in my opinion. You probably don't need the big box. The big boxes are they're just nice. It's like having a book on the shelf, because they come with these extra bells and whistles. The box, the box itself. The boxes are nice. They are big, somewhat cumbersome, I guess. I have found that the Australian versions are not quite as big. They're a little bit smaller and a little more compact. They slide into a case like the British Standard Edition, but they're just designed more like the UK Limited Edition. And I actually like that size. I think that would be the perfect size if they all had exactly the same content. That would be great. And as far as the obviously the discs are the same. The booklet seems to be the same, because I actually have the Pertwee Season 10 in the Australian version, because I went for that one because I was not willing to pay the humongous prices that the Season 10 set are going for on eBay. It's really outrageous. People want $300 and $400 for that set, and that would have been the hardest one to get if I really wanted, you know, if I'd really stuck to my guns and wanted the UK version. And once I saw the Australian version, I was pretty happy with the look of it, so I went ahead and took a chance and ordered that one. And not that it wasn't a little bit pricey in itself. It cost more than it would have, you know, for one that was brand new and just coming out. But yeah, once I got it, I was very happy with it. And this would drive a lot of fans crazy. It doesn't quite match with the other sets. It's a little bit smaller on the shelf. So there is a noticeable difference when you put them side by side. But I like that box. And I wish all the Australian ones had all of the content, but sadly, not all of the artwork is featured in in the box, like it is in the UK version. There's usually a piece of artwork missing. Fortunately, season 10 had everything intact. It's the packaging is just a little bit different inside the box, but overall, everything is the same. You get the same booklet, you get the same discs with the same content, and so on. And I think the Australian box itself, the slightly smaller box, the way that it's put together is a little sturdier. And I like the fact that it slides inside the sleeve instead of having the J card and, you know, like that. But on our website, if you go to the show notes, you'll see the images of these and you'll get the side-by-side comparisons on there with other sets and so forth. I had, until recently, all three versions of season 14. I managed to get hold of all three versions, the American version, the British standard version, and the British limited edition box set. I didn't get the Australian, though, of course. So I don't have that side-by-side comparison, but I've seen images of it, so I kind of know what it looks like. So that one I won't be picking up in the Australian version. I probably won't be picking up any of the other Australian versions, to be honest. The sad thing about the Australian versions is some of that missing artwork, for one, but also the first couple of sets that were released, they mimicked exactly the UK limited edition box sets. So the Australian fans, their sets aren't going to match anyway. They're going to have two bigger boxes and then the rest of them are going to be smaller. So that must drive them to want to pull their hair out. So, but I understand that's kind of the things that happen with releases in Australia. And I will apologize for the background noise. You're probably hearing some traffic for some odd reason. 10 minutes before I started recording this episode, everything was nice and quiet, very little traffic on the road. And of course, the moment I decided to record, all of the coal trucks decide we're going to run now. So, I'm probably going to have a lot of erroneous noise in the background, and I apologize for that. One of these days, perhaps I will get a nice booth so that I can record in it, a soundproof booth. But for the time being, I'm stuck with the setup that I have. So I'll just explain that and get that out of the way. Back to what I was saying, on the website, if you go to the Q Who page on DreamRealmSite.com, in the show notes, you'll see some photographs of these side-by-side comparisons to these sets. The season 14 set, I put all three side-by-side and took various photos to show you the differences and what you're getting. And depending on what you want out of the sets, you know, is how it kind of depends on what you want to purchase. Obviously, the easiest and cheapest ones to come by are the American sets if you're here in the U.S. like I am. If you're in Britain, then probably the standard versions are the cheapest and easiest to get a hold of. Because when the limited edition box sets come out in the U.K., usually the pre-orders sell out long before the release date. So I don't know if they even, you know, if you guys even find them in the shops over there in the UK. You can let me know. Sending me some comments. Or if you're listening to and watching this on YouTube, you can comment below and let me know what that experience is like in the UK. I would like to know. Can you guys go out to, you know, a shop like HMV or somewhere and find the limited edition sets on the shelf? Which ones would be available there and which ones wouldn't? Because I know some of them are really, really rare, especially now, a couple of years on after some of the releases. Those first few releases apparently are extremely hard to get a hold of. And I was lucky. There was an American seller that was selling a number of them for about $100 a piece. And so I managed to grab the Peter Davison one while he had it. And then he also had the season 10 and the season 18, but at the time I could only afford one. So I chose the Peter Davison one because I thought that was going to be the hardest one to get for a decent price, because they typically are going on eBay for $300 or $400. And you rarely see them for less than that. Once in a while, somebody will throw up, you know, just a regular bidding auction, and you might get it for, you know, under 200, but it's very rare and very hard. So that was the reason why I went after that one. I buy it now for like $99. So he had all those up there. And eventually I also bought his season 26 set that he had and managed to send him an offer and get it for about 10 bucks cheaper. So yeah, I was lucky there. But at any rate, yeah, I managed to get hold of that. But season 18 was the one that really eluded me for the longest time. I've been months trying to track that one down ever since I missed the buy it nice now sale at $99. It has not been going for anywhere near that, sadly. And there have been a number that have gone up in regular auction style, where you bid on it. And it usually just goes for insane amounts by the end of the auction. I got lucky a couple of weeks ago or so. It's been a couple of weeks, yeah. A seller had a brand new one, steel sealed, and it didn't, for whatever reason, I didn't get sniped at the end. I actually managed to win this thing for a reasonable price, which was 67 pounds. So with the shipping and all, it was around, I think, $110 American to purchase it and ship it. So, I mean, I got lucky. I mean, that's even though that's a bit, you know, obviously that's pricey. But for that set, considering, that was an excellent price. I got very, very lucky there. And it was from a really good seller. He packed it really well. It shipped really quickly. I got it yesterday, as of this recording. And so it was slightly less than 2 weeks shipping from overseas, which... typically, you're looking at 10 to 14 days getting it from getting something from the UK. So yeah, that was actually pretty quick shipping, and it actually arrived almost a week earlier than what the estimated delivery date was going to be. So I was something like 6 days. So, yeah, I got lucky there and I have that set now. So that completed, the set. I have all 11 sets that have been released. And so now we only have 15 more seasons to go on the, Doctor Who Blu-ray sets, of the classic series. So yeah, I guess it's taken about four years, I think, now since they started releasing in 2018. Yeah, it's taken about 4 years to get 11 of them released. And through the pandemic, of course, the releases have kind of slowed down as well. We've only had one this year so far, and they haven't announced another, which I was sure we would get another one by the end of the year. I'm hoping in December we get another box set, but there's been absolutely no word. The only word we've gotten is from people like Chris Chapman and so forth that they are actually working on special features for whatever sets they're working on, which, of course, they won't give us any hint about. Which, that stuff I really don't understand. I guess they don't want to hedge their bets and talk about what they're working on just in case something gets delayed or whatever, or something comes out in a different order. But I don't understand the BBC's policy of waiting to the very last second to announce that something's coming out. We never did get a reason why season 22 was delayed for so long. It finally came out earlier in the summer, thankfully, and a nice set it was too, as you will have heard on this show, because I reviewed it. But Yeah, I don't know why they don't tell us ahead of. I mean, the Brits in marketing are not the same as Americans in marketing, because over here you hear about it way in advance, and you hear about it. You know, it's just advertising everywhere until it comes out, and it's just a blitz. But over there, it's we you know, zip up the lip. You're not going to hear anything about it until it's released. And so I don't understand that. They could probably get more sales if they let us know something ahead of time. So like with Abominable Snowman, we've known for about for the better part of a year that it was coming out. We didn't know when until very recently. Now we know that on September 5th, the UK will be getting the release of Abominable Snowman, the animated version, finally. And then in Australia, I think it's supposed to come out in October. And over here in the US, it's supposed to come out December the 6th. So I have the Steelbook book pre-ordered for September. I have the Blu-ray, the American Blu-ray pre-ordered for December. So just so I can review this stuff for you guys. The Steelbook is the one I'll put on the shelf and keep for myself. So yeah, I'm also thinking about pre-ordering the UK DVD just to show the difference in the packaging and so forth, and what all that would look like. So the content is not going to be any different, obviously, between the versions. The Blu-rays and the Steelbooks and the DVD, it's all going to be the same content. It's just a matter of what format you really want it in. But that's a discussion for another day. As far as these limited edition sets are concerned, if you don't want to do what I did and spend quite a bit of money, a small fortune as it were, not that it wasn't really a fortune, but a few of them were a little pricier than I would really like to have paid. But because of that collector mentality of I want all of these box sets, I was willing to pay a little bit more for a few of them, because like season 18, because they're just so hard to come by. So paying about $100 for a set wasn't too bad, considering how much it's, you know, some of those are going for. Again, season 10, season 18, and season 19 are all just going for insane prices on eBay, with these scalpers who have picked them up and are selling them. You know, it's for those three, it's a couple years, it's a few years on. We're talking about the 2018 and 19 releases. So they are really, they're somewhat rare. I mean, you see a lot of them listed, but when they're listed, for a lot of money. Even when they go for regular auction style, they get bid up and up and up and up until they're just, you know, for me, for the longest time, like season 18, it just was outrageous. I wasn't going to pay $200 for this set. I'm not going to pay $200 for any of the sets. I think the most I've paid so far is about $110, $15, somewhere in that area. So I'm just not. When they first come out, these limited edition sets, I can get it for under $50. So why am I, you know, why am I going to pay $200, $300, $400 for a set, even though they're harder to get? So I was patient. It's not easy. It wasn't easy, but I was patient. And so, yeah, since December of last year, 2021, here we are in August. It's taken me that long to collect together all of the sets. So I've got all the releases now in the limited edition box set. I've still got a few of the standard edition British versions, and I currently have the American edition of season 19, which I've got up on eBay, and hopefully will be hopefully it'll sell soon. So yeah, I've slowly been selling them off and recouping some of my loss, as it were. So, you know, if I can do that, then yeah, that's all of those standard sets will go up on eBay at some point. So you might, if you peruse eBay, you might find my set. I'm not going to say what my account number is on there for obvious reasons, but yeah, you'll probably see some of my listings up there. I've been selling off my DVDs as I've been getting the Blu-rays as well, so then there's a few of those left. But so yeah, anyway, I really like the box sets. I don't know how, you know, everybody feels. If you're happy with the American Standard version, which is a very standard version, I think we only got a booklet on like the first one. I think this, if I'm remembering right, the season 12 or Tom Baker season 1, as it was called over here, I think it might have had a tiny little booklet. It wasn't really a booklet. It was just an insert which told you what each disc had on it or something like that. And I think that's the only one. If memory serves, it has to be the only one that, if I'm remembering correctly, that it had one at all, it would be the only one that had an insert. After that, they don't even do that. So the disc artwork is a standard for every disc, whereas in the UK version, no matter which version you get, there's individual artwork for each disc on the disc, for each story. We don't get that in America. They take basically the cover art and stamp that on each disc and put, you know, disc 1, disc 2, disc 3. I don't even remember if they put the title. They might. I don't know. Look at my photos. But or I could look at my photos and see. But yeah, I don't think, looking through the images here. Wait, there was one. Okay. They might. I think they put it's like disc 1 and then the title. And yeah, that's pretty much it on the disc. And it's a very standard, you know, like I said, it's a picture. It's the cover art on each disc. So that's what you get. That's what you get. So it's sparse. It's sparse. But, you know, the content on the discs is the same. But if you're buying the American versions, if you're over here, because you don't think that if you buy the UK versions you can watch them, well, you would be mistaken. Because the Blu-rays, the Doctor Who Blu-rays for the classic series, so up to now have been region-free. So if you wanted to get, say, the standard edition, British version, you're going to be able to watch them in your American player, and most of them. I have heard of one or two issues playing British Blu-rays in older Blu-ray machines over here. I don't know what it is. I guess the older ones get a little bit confused. They're not as advanced. But if you have at least one, if you've owned a Blu-ray player for the last couple of years, it should play these region-free discs. There's no reason why it shouldn't, unless there's just an error on the disc or an error with your player. But and if you have like a PS4 or a PS5, you certainly should be able to play your discs and those, no problem. So, yeah, there's absolutely no reason to miss out on the British version if that's what you want. And you're just afraid, you know, for the longest time, I didn't buy those because I didn't think they play over here. And then somebody mentioned, oh, yeah, they're region free. And I took the chance and bought one, which I think was the season 17 box set. And I got it and it played, and it was just like, if I'd have known this, I would have been buying those sets from the beginning, and I wouldn't have this issue of trying to hunt them down and paying big prices. So I would have gotten them from the beginning, the UK version, no question. But sadly, I didn't know. But so if you didn't know, and that's the reason why you've been buying the very standard American version, but you would rather have, you know, the bells and whistles of the UK releases, it's all right. They'll play. Trust me, they'll play. And that goes for also the, any of the other Blu-rays, like the animations and so forth, like the Steelbooks, all region free. You can play them in your American players. You don't have to have a region free player. I do have a region free Blu-ray player as well, so which I bought later on, but I didn't buy a lot of content for it. But yeah, I've bought a lot more content recently because I know that the Blu-rays are region free. The DVDs are region locked, so you have to have that. You have to have one of those region free players to play it. Multi-region players, which you can get on Amazon for relatively cheap if it's just the DVD. The Blu-ray multi-region players are a little more pricey, but it's absolutely worth having. Most of the British Blu-rays and 4K releases are region-free. Now, there are exceptions. For instance, the Doctor Who and the Daleks 4K releases that have just come out, only the 4K disc is region free and will play in pretty much anything. The Blu-ray disc version on that is region locked, so you have to have an up-to-date multi-region Blu-ray player. My Blu-ray player, which is a 2 or 3 years older, won't play the Doctor Who and the Daleks Blu-ray discs because it's just not, you know, it's not up to date. They've updated that stuff in the last couple of years. So sadly, I need another player. But I'm not worried about that. At least I can play the 4K. I did get the Steelbook releases of Doctor Who and the Daleks and Doctor Who Daleks Invasion Earth 2150 AD. I got the first one in June. It played just fine, the 4K of that, and I reviewed it for you. And I recently received my Steelbook for the second Peter Cushing film, and sadly there was a disc error, and it wouldn't play. The menu will come up, and it's just it's just artwork. There's no method for which to play the movie, and that's not a region locking issue, that's a disc issue. That was the disc is faulty, and the retailer that I ordered it from is actually sending me another copy. So eventually I'll be able to review it for you, but I was going to review that this week, but sadly it's not happening because the disc had an error and it won't play. So anyway, I want to try and wrap this up now because I've been going on and on a bit. The next episode of Q Who, I will probably get into reviewing the classic series. I've been watching through the 60s era again. I just finished the William Hartnell era in my watch through. I've watched these many times, of course, but this time I actually went through, made some notes, and rated each story. And I'm actually also going through the audio books of the Target novelizations and listening to those in order as best I can anyway, because some of them have not been released yet. But of those that have, I've been going through and marking down some notes on those for review. So I will review all of that side by side, as well as the animations and so forth, and talk about that in probably the next episode. So that will be what you have to look forward to next, hearing my opinion, if you care, about things like that, about the classic series and so forth. And hopefully you've enjoyed hearing me ramble on about the box sets for the Blu-rays. It's been an interesting journey collecting together these limited edition box sets, and very pricey. But again, I've been reselling like the older versions that I've had, so I've recouped a lot of my loss. So, and also the DVDs, selling off the old DVDs, which not every fan is doing. I think a lot of fans are just collecting everything. But I have to be a little more practical because I'm running out of shelf space. So as I get the Blu-ray box sets, I'm actually selling off my DVDs from each of those seasons. But it kind of pays for itself because by the time you've sold off each individual story, you pretty much made your money back and then some for those seasons. So they are actually paying for themselves. So don't think, oh man, he's just out of pocket. He's paying, you know, all this money and just, you know, flushing it down the drain. No, that's not the case at all. I actually, the way it works out, I'm actually not in the hole at all. It's more like a trade out with a tiny profit in some cases, because the DVDs have sold quite well and you know, at a obviously a fair price. I'm not one of those scalper guys. I actually undersell for what everybody else is selling, but I, you know, again, it still manages to pay for itself, because when you're paying typically $40 or $50 per box set when they come out new, and then you're reselling the DVDs, which, you know, you're looking at 4, 5, 6 DVDs per season. You average that out. If I'm making $10, you know, just as an average, $10 per release on those DVDs, $10 per DVD, I'm more than recouping my loss on getting the box sets. And so some of these rare ones, like season 18, it's a little bit different, obviously. So it doesn't work out quite as well, but because I had to pay obviously more for like season 18 and 19 and so forth. But yeah, I am recouping my loss. It averages out at the end of the day. So I'm not completely out of pocket there. So, and at the end of the day, I'm getting, you know, an upgraded version of each of these stories and tons of extra features. So they're certainly worth it to me, because, you know, well, it's my obsession. The classic series, absolutely my obsession, because my wife will attest to that. You know, I don't collect everything that comes out, so I don't have all of the memorabilia. I've got a few action figures and things like that, but and magazines and what have you. And I have all of the Target books and so forth, and some of the newer books that had come out over the years, like the Eighth Doctor books. I've got some of that stuff. But mostly I collect the shows on DVD and now Blu-ray. So that's my main thing. That's my main thing. And now, and the audiobooks too. That's a little pricey, because the audiobooks typically are, I get them $20 to $30 a piece, which, you know, obviously isn't bad, but, you know, that's when you're looking at a whole collection of Target novels, which is like over 100, you know, that gets a bit pricey. And I've got most of them. There's a few little holes in my collection I'd like to fill. So if you know out of anywhere out there I can get a hold of, say, Planet of the Daleks, the audio book on CD for a decent price, or Paradise Towers, or the big one, Robots of Death, for some reason, which seems to have vanished off the face of the earth, and I've only seen it listed a handful of times, and I keep missing it. those three are hard to get. So, but luckily I've managed to pick up pretty much everything else, and I'm trying to keep up to date with the releases, and which is hard to do over here in America because they tend to only release them in batches a couple of times a year for some strange reason, rather than monthly, basically, as they release them in the UK. Here in America, they release about 4 or 5 in one go. I don't know what the logic is behind that. I don't see how that helps at all. But I guess they figure everybody just downloads the digital, but we're not all like that. Some of us are old school, and I prefer to have physical media. That's just me. I'm an archivist when it comes to that sort of thing. When it comes to my books and my audiobooks and my Blu-rays and so forth. I want to own that. I want to hold it in my hand. I don't want just digital copies. I do have digital copies of all of the audiobooks, but I want the CDs. I want to hold it in my hand and put it on the shelf next to the book. So that's just me. Okay, I have rambled on and on, and this is a bumper episode, definitely a longer episode than intended, and that I usually record, and I may end up editing it down. But there may be a video component to this on YouTube as I show you these pictures of these various versions. But if I don't, or if you're not listening to this on YouTube, go to the website, dreamrealmsite.com, and look at the show notes, and you'll see the images. Side-by-side comparisons of a number of my Blu-ray sets, and you'll see the difference. And you can make up your own mind what you want to collect. And you can also go to YouTube and comment what versions do you prefer, and you know what versions are you buying? What versions do you guys like? And you know, some of you might really like the big box sets, but you don't want to pay the price. What are you purchasing? Are you purchasing any of it, or you just think it's a waste of time? Are you happy with your DVDs? Which, you know, I can understand that. There's a lot of people say, I'm happy with my DVDs. It's not a humongous upgrade as far as the picture is concerned with most of these. In many cases, they do look better than they do on DVD, trust me. But it's not humongous, you know, it's not earth-shattering visual difference on screen, but there is a difference. The content is the difference. You get a lot more new content, a lot of new making ofs, new effects on some old episodes, all kinds of different special features that you wouldn't normally get, and of course the beautiful packaging. Those are the bells and whistles for me that make it worth buying these box sets, and in particular the UK limited edition box sets. But you might feel differently, so let me know what you think. Alright guys, I am definitely wrapping it up here. Thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I love you guys for listening, and hopefully you are enjoying the classic series of Doctor Who, and whatever way you're enjoying it, let us know. But until next time, you know the drill. Please stay tuned.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.